I saw something last night which just absolutely angered me, and I think I'll be doing very little talking. I'd rather want the people who it affects the most to do the talking. We all know Joni Fredericks. She is the founder of the Tafelsig Mitchell Spain Community Action Network. For the last 18 months, she's been feeding hundreds of people every day. Since March, Joni has been feeding people, providing them with meals, providing with them with the basics. And this she gets by donations of the good people of Cape Town. But I heard last night that burglars targeted a storeroom belonging to the Tafelsig and Mitchell Spain Community Action Network and stole everything from food items to nappies. And the thing about a break-in like this is that the people who are responsible are probably, most likely, almost definitely, they include the people who have benefited from Joni Fredericks's soup kitchen. Joni, how are you doing? It must be absolutely heartbreaking to have to realize that the people who were broken into that storeroom are most probably your neighbors, people in the very community in which you serve, and probably people who have benefited from the soup kitchen before. Joni, are you there?
I'm here, Lester. I'm here.
What happened?
Somebody that knows the inside of our operation has come into our storeroom at 12 on Friday night. We know this because the camera has been disconnected exactly at 12 and reconnected at 2.
Wow.
So this is just a random break-in. This is some of the hands that assisted to bring stock in and out here.
Wow.
And that hurts.
What have you been doing? Of course, people must... I've seen some of the videos, and I know what the before, I know what the after looks like. I know that there are big bags of mealy meal. I know that there are stacks of nappies. Someone must have seen something. And if people have seen something, why aren't they telling you what they've seen?
Well, you know what? I'm standing in this empty storeroom, and I'm at a loss. You know, I'm a quick thinker. I normally have a plan for everything. Any problem becomes an opportunity for me. But today, I feel empty.
Wow.
Last night, somebody sent me a message to say, Joni, I've seen people selling some of your stuff. And I said, please give me names. Oh, no, but I don't want to get involved. Oh. I said, please, I promise I won't mention your name. And the person said, no, but I don't want to be involved in this. And yet they are also benefiting from the food that we give out here. Their babies has also received nappies here over the 18 months.
Yes, like it.
And this is why, as hard as it is, today we are stopping. We are not going to cook anymore. This is the last day that the Tafels of Mitchell Spain can is cooking. Because this is something that I decided one morning. You know what? I feel like doing this. People have died for this. Wow. There are some of my champions who are still with COVID. Many, many of us have been sick. We recovered.
It makes no
and
sense.
And none of these people, very few of them, has actually come to our sick bed to ask, is there anything that we can do for you? And I know there's people begging me to not do this because of the babies and this and that. And unfortunately, it is time that the community be taught a lesson about accountability. We cannot continue.
I'm like absolutely you say,
like we know, there are people who saw, there are people who bought, there are people who benefited.
What does it tell us about our communities, Joni, that the people who benefit and the community, the hundreds of people who get a meal every day from your soup kitchen, donated by the good people of Cape Town and beyond, what does it say about our communities that they would be the ones who would break in? And secondly, they would be the ones who are willingly not saying anything because they don't want to get involved, in air quotes.
Exactly. And this is why, Lester, this is why my belief is that for too many long years, we were accomplices in this situation. Because we experienced robbings and muggings and all sorts of things in the community. We went to make a case or not make a case. We went to withdraw the case because somebody came to say, please, 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 don't send my child to jail. I promise to pay back or whatever. But this is the first time, I believe, in the history of Tafelsig, at least, that I'm going to hold, that somebody's going to hold a whole community accountable. I don't say that we won't feed again. But right now, we need to tend to our hurt. So the people who worked with me tirelessly, we need to regroup and we need to deal with what we're feeling at this point of time.
So, Joni, is it a case of you say you can't stop feeding people, but are you going to limit the soup kitchen until someone says this is the person who did it, or this is the stock that has been returned? This is people who say, I take accountability and I'm sorry.
Today we are stopping.
Wow.
We are stopping today. And then we will sit, our team will sit, and we will discuss and we will decide what route we will take. But it is our responsibility to hold the community accountable. And unfortunately, if there are those people that's going to suffer more, like the children and the pensioners, I'm sure there are still other people giving food in the community. But if this is what will bring people to a point where they say no more of this, I will put my hand on my chest and I will not accept stolen things at my door, then this is what we must do.
Joni Fredericks, she's a community activist in Tafelsig in Mitchells Plain. Absolutely infuriating that the people who benefit from the hard work that people like Joni does, every day she feeds literally hundreds of people basic items like nappies over the last 18 months she's been handing out to families. It makes absolutely no sense. And yes, I would feel sorry for the families who are not getting their basic meal today. But what else can Joni do but hold people accountable? Gosh, I'd love your thoughts.